temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. Parents and coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Limits, can we order a pizza? I'll treat.
I would love to order a pizza.
Yeah, where'd we go last time? Slice on Broadway? Pizza Hut? I can't remember.
I think we went to Pizza Hut.
All right, let's discuss this coming up here.
Okay. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I need something to eat. IT, you in on this? See you in
Trent,
on it?
Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He doesn't even need to say it. He just shakes his
great
head.
Great smirk on his face. Like, oh yeah, we got to eat pizza.
Yeah, let's get a pizza. Paul, you in on this?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes, I am.
We're ordering a show pizza. We're having the time of our lives here, and it's only going to get better. We have John Parrotto coming up at the top of the hour.
Do we know who's starting?
Is Perez going to start the game tomorrow?
That's what Zangrilli speculated yesterday. It seemed like an educated guess. He's not like 100% firm on it, but yeah. If it seems like that will be the case, or another bullpen game.
Paul, how did I not know? And we had I wish our between segment conversation could be on the air right now.
Yeah.
About you covering the WNBA.
Yeah.
When you wrote for NBA, wasn't even .com yet, was it?
It was NBA.com, WNBA.com. That we had Hoop Magazine, we had Inside Stuff Magazine.
Hoop Magazine was legendary. They used to hand that out at the basketball games. There was a book written about the Rasheed Wallace Trailblazers called The Jailblazers by Kerry Eggers, who was a columnist at the time. I got to read this book, because those guys were something else, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they were.
Did you interview Rasheed ever?
Yeah, I told you. He wanted to fight me.
And over what?
Because he was just in one of his moods, and I approached him in the locker room like, hey, you know, and then I tried to explain to him, listen, I work for the league. You know, I'm not here trying to write some kind of investigative piece. And he like stood up and got real big, you know what I mean? And he starts like, get out of my face, man. He's going on and on. I'm like, dude, what is your issue here? You know, because then at that point, my thing was, I got two ways. This can go two ways. I can just do what all these other writers do and just meekly go away.
Yeah.
Or I can try and like say here, okay, I'm not moving. So I said, Rasheed, what are you upset about, dude? Like, why are you mad? And he's like, I told you. I said, but I'm here to write a nice story about you for NBA.com.
At least I was.
The league's website.
At least I was.
Right? So I tried to sort of reason with him.
Yeah.
And finally, he just said, dude, I don't think you got the message. And he turned around and walked like to the part of the locker room where we can't get to. And that was the end of it. I don't think you got the message. And he walked away. Okay. But at least I stood my ground. You know?
Good for you. I had an interesting experience in two NBA locker rooms. I went to Cleveland to do a piece on Danny Fortson. Who was he playing for? Seattle, maybe? So I go into the Cleveland locker room first, and Danny Ferry was the only guy in there, and he was tying his sneakers. And he looked at me like I was Satan or something. Like all I needed was the look, and I immediately left the room. Then I went over, I think it was Seattle, and Fortson was great. You know who else was great? Ray Allen.
Yes.
He was sitting quietly reading a book.
Yeah.
Ray Allen.
Right.
I said, excuse me, could I ask you? He said, sure. And he was great on Fortson. Then I went back to do a piece on Mark Blunt later. Who did he play?
The Celtics for a while, yeah.
Because John Carroll was coach of the old Duquesne coach, was coaching him at
the
time.
Right.
We had a rough time in that interview. It started to go well, and then when I pried a little bit too much, it went from well to very poorly.
Yes.
To the point of contentiousness between me and him. It got ugly for a minute. Me and Mark Blunt. I might have asked him about the 19 high schools he went to. I don't know where it turned, but it turned in a hurry.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. So I was in Philadelphia. I was working in Philadelphia. I was actually working for the Vineland Daily Journal.
Yeah.
That was my
I applied there. Yeah. I applied there once.
That was my first job, the Vineland Daily Journal. So anyway... There was a, you know, it's one of those jobs, it's, you know, it's a sports writing job, but it's a small little community thing. I did cover the Sixers. I got to cover the Sixers. And it was because the guy who was like the Sixers GM or whatever, and not GM as in the guy, you know, like the business side, you know, president of operations or whatever he was.
Yeah.
He was, he lived in the little town there and was friends with our editor. So he's like, well, you should cover the Sixers. You know, you should send your guys up to the Sixers, which we did. But for the most part, you look for stories in the community and things. So there was this pastor who had a church there who was doing basketball clinics, right? And he was like, you know, we were having these outdoor basketball. We brought in all these courts. It'd be pretty cool, you know, it'd be pretty cool if you went down there and wrote something about it. So, okay, go down there, right? I go down. Who is the guest speaker? Who is the guest speaker? None other than, and at the time he was playing for like the New Jersey Seagulls of the USBL or something, right? Mark Blunt.
Wow.
Yes. And so he's there and he does this, he gives his story, you know? Talks about how he's, reformed and found God and all the things he was doing that got him down the wrong path and, you know, how he's back on the right path and he's probably going to be able to play in the NBA. He's already getting, you know, calls. And so it was a really easy story. So I went up to him afterwards. We talked for an hour and a half. He couldn't have been better. I got a great story out of that for the Vineland Daily Journal. You know what I mean?
His story was amazing.
And literally, he gets signed by the Celtics maybe like 6 months later. And he ends up obviously playing in the NBA for a bunch of years.
Must have been me then.
Well, obviously, I'm sure at that point.
He made a lot of money.
He did. But I'm sure at that point, he probably was tired of telling the same stories about his past. Or maybe in the NBA, he found that lifestyle again. I mean, the funny thing was, when he left Pitt, you know, he left to go to the NBA, and I know this because I worked in the office with, you know, guys that were, I worked in the NBA office, so I ran into people and got to talk to people on events and stuff like this, and I asked about him, and they said basically he showed up for the combine, the NBA, you know, the preseason combine, he couldn't pass the drug test, the marijuana test. And so they basically said, listen, go home, because if we test you, you know what I mean, and you get a positive, that's one on your record. And then the next one, you know what I mean, like it was a cumulative thing. They're like, we don't want to test you because we know you can't pass it. So that's what happened to him. But it's funny, like I said, I roll out to this church in Vineland, New Jersey, and their guest speaker for their little basketball clinic night.
Wow.
Was Mark Blunt, who was like playing for the, I think they were called the Seagulls or something. And then he ended up going to the CBA, I think, for a couple of years. No, the Atlantic City Seagulls. Here it is right here.
He made $4 million in the NBA.
Yes.
$44 million. We got to run. John Parrotto coming up next to talk Pirates. I got a list of names for him. People that they've been not really linked with, but people who would make sense for them to go out and try to get. I want to see what John thinks of that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High in 92 today with partly cloudy skies. Let's talk a little JP Roofing and Siding, one of my very favorite topics. We were out at Foxburg Country Club Friday. Myself, Jim Colony, having a golf tournament as Foxburg, the oldest continuous use golf course in the United States, is doing stuff with their facility, which is already beautiful. And Joe was the title sponsor. This guy gets out in the community, is what he does.